from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Who doesn't love a little science all up in their business? Get ready for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, Eleanor and Barry were on the trail of their friend, the eccentric scientist, Dr. Gordon.
Dr. Gordon's missing. The Omicron Gammas must be involved.
He was working on AI and cryptocurrency. He designed a new kind of digital money.
No more stealing. No more corruption.
It would bring down Oscar and Gretchen's whole criminal empire.
But only if the gang can find Dr. Gordon so he can complete his work.
You two have got to investigate, just like the old days.
Right.
Now, Eleanor and Barry are investigating Dr. Gordon's disappearance, starting with his workshop.
When was the last time you saw Dr. Gordon?
Well, it had to be before Captain Shauner and I went to the South Pole. That took a while.
Yeah, so much has happened since then.
Clearly. Okay, here, this is his address. 123 Science Street.
Huh. Are there other scientists working around here, or...?
No, this is the Garment District.
Oh.
Dr. Gordon? Hello? It's Eleanor.
Oh.
Please identify yourself.
Whoa, okay. I'm Eleanor Amplified.
Recognize Eleanor Amplified. Welcome. Now, you, identify yourself.
Hello, this is Barry Cunningham.
Do not recognize Blurry Can of Ham.
Barry Cunningham.
Do not recognize Raspberry Jam.
Okay, I'm Eleanor Amplified 2.
Recognize Eleanor Amplified 2. Welcome.
Nice security.
Didn't you say Gordon designed this new global currency system?
Yeah.
That sounds right. Hello, Dr. Gordon?
It's Eleanor and Barry. Are you kidnapped?
It's musty, undisturbed. No one's been here for a while.
What was that? You okay?
Yeah, but find a light switch. I can't see anything.
Gotcha. There should be one right here.
Jump in, Jehoshaphat!
Ah! Captain Shaunery, what are you doing here? Why are you lurking?
I am not lurking. I'm looking for Dr. Gordon.
In the dark? Hello, by the way.
Hey, little Barry. Nice to see you. Been a while.
Yeah, a little bit. I heard your podcast.
Oh, really? Would you mind subscribing? We're trying to get some ad sales and revenue.
Hey, not important right now.
Maybe not to you.
Anyway, Dr. Gordon hasn't been here, but nothing's out of place either.
How can you tell?
Gordon's workshop always looks like this. Gadgets and doodads everywhere.
But what is all this stuff?
Well, Dr. Gordon started out as a rocket scientist, remember?
Sure, of course.
But soon Gordon's fancy turned to the sweeter science. Robots!
Right. I never knew what he was working on, but remember the glowing orb, Barry?
The chicken ball, yeah.
Gordon said it was a brain. A mechanical brain.
A robot brain? Like artificial intelligence?
Yes, but it was stolen.
By the Omicron Gammas. And that guy in the unicorn costume.
Ugh, terrifying.
But clearly Gordon kept going. He created that thing controlling the global currency. The Compu-Napu-Mapup?
Compu-Nometron?
Yeah.
Gunzenheit.
Oh, hey, look who's still here.
And you're still as useful as ever, Barry Can of Hams.
I am very useful.
Hold that very interesting thought. Miss Amplified, your mother is calling.
Hi, Mom. What? I talk to you every day. No, I... Yeah. It's not on the radio anymore. No, you need, like, an internet connection or just use your... Look, can I call you back in 5 minutes? Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, bye. Sheesh.
The phone!
Present.
Listen, can you scan this area for a power source, like you did with the orb?
Fine, but only because I'm bored.
My phone can do that?
Yeah. I discovered it when the unicorn thief stole the orb.
I am a very good phone. Commencing. Scan.
What are we hoping to find here?
I don't know. Anything? A clue?
Scan complete. There is a strange energy signature coming from across the room.
Good place to start.
6 meters. 4 meters. 3 meters. 1 meter. It's coming from...
some kind of chemical containment vessel.
It's a refrigerator.
Even better. I'm starving.
Captain Shaughnessy, wait!
Oh. Fascinating.
What is this thing?
It's no chicken dinner, Eleanor. But it is roughly the size of...
Eleanor, this is the orb.
Wait, Barry, what? That orb? The one that was stolen?
Yes. I mean, I think so. That one was blue.
But this orb is red.
Obviously.
Yes, this is red. But besides that, it's just like the other glowing chicken orb.
Dr. Gordon said the orb was a brain. What is he up to?
Maybe he's taken up bowling, Eleanor.
I said evil.
Angela Brandt.
And minions.
Where did you three come from?
Lousy security in this place.
The front door was open.
Oh, that's right. Professor Ignomi, Lausbot, seize the orb.
With pleasure.
Yes, Miss Brandt.
All right, hold it right there. Or I'll smash this orb.
Whoa.
Slow your roll.
Easy there, Amplify.
Don't do anything foolish.
Wait. The Omicron Gamma's already stolen orb.
Yes, and?
Who invited the detective over here?
Hey.
He's right, Brandt. Why do Oscar and Gretchen want another robot brain?
Because two are better than one, Amplified. That's all you need to know.
Now, hand it over.
Never. You won't get away with this.
Oh, really? Have you met our gigantic cyborg henchman, Lausbot? Advance menacingly.
Yes, Professor.
Hey, easy.
Do your own dirty work, Brandt. I'll take ye this time.
Oh, you want to go again, Captain? Ding, ding, round two.
Oh, you wouldn't dare. I had a cold last time.
Sure you did.
Eleanor, they're getting closer.
Lars, don't do it.
Lars, do it.
You want something done right.
Oh, bring it, Angela.
Hey, let go.
Unhand me, you
Stop it.
Brandt, we're not giving up this chicken ball.
Do not make Brandt let the hogs out.
Lars, you're stepping on me now.
Yeah, I get it.
Warning, warning. The orb is emitting a strange...
Oh, my head. What happened?
My word. That light. Those sparks. Hey, wait a second.
Why do you sound like that?
Why am I speaking with an accent?
Why do you sound like me?
Eleanor, help me. I'm having an out-of-body experience. I can see myself laying on the ground.
I'm not helping you, Ignomi.
Eleanor, why do I feel like a humongous robot?
Larsbot, stop talking like you're friends with Eleanor Amplified.
Oh. I haven't felt this kind of headache since grad school, am I right?
My body. I'm not a robot. And I'm so tiny.
Ignomi, Lars, listen to me. We've switched bodies with those despicable good guys.
Oh, no. Awful.
Yes, yes. I'm a person again.
My goodness. She's right. Barry, Captain Shaughnessy.
Eleanor, we are trapped inside of these miscreants.
Eleanor, I'm freaking out.
I know, Barry. It's all right. Something's happened with the orb. We'll just have to use it to switch back.
You mean our orb. Lars, take the orb from me. Eleanor, whatever.
Yes, Miss Brandt.
Hey!
Miss Brandt, I'm suddenly very weak. My arms, they're so small.
I'm on a leg week.
Miss Amplified, your mother is calling again.
Of course, the phone. Hi, Mom. It's your daughter, Eleanor.
Don't you talk to my mother, you imposter!
Look, I'll call you back a little later. I've got to take care of some villains.
Angela, give me back my phone!
Nope. Phone. Electroshock Angela Brandt and her minions now.
Affirmative.
That is a good phone.
Seriously?
I know, I've always wanted one. Lars, grab the orb. We'll have to get it back to Vincent.
Right. So heavy.
Ignomi, help him out.
Yes, Miss Brandt.
Oh, not again.
Two electrocutions back to back. Can't be good for the old noodle.
None of this is good for the old anything.
So we lost another orb?
And our bodies.
We're stuck in the bad guys' bodies. They have both orbs, and we have no idea where to start looking. This is a pickle.
A pickle indeed. Can Eleanor and the gang find the missing orbs, their missing bodies, and the missing Dr. Gordon? This sounds more like a whole pickle barrel. Find out how our heroes turned villains will cope with this confounding conundrum in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.